This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
As evidenced by the controversy now raging between Fox News personality Bill O'Reilly and MSNBC's Keith Olbermann, Roger Ailes is that rare example of a newsman who makes headlines even while he and his minions cover the politics, entertainment, and personalities of our time. For more than four decades, Roger Ailes has been instrumental in every notable advance in TV and broadcast news and many of the political and media milestones of the past generation. The new book is Dark Genius: The Influential Career of Legendary Political Operative and Fox News Founder Roger Ailes. Author Kerwin Swint joins us on the long line. He is an associate professor of political science at Kennesaw State University, a former campaign consultant, political commentator, and he is the author of Mudslingers, the 25 Dirtiest Political Campaigns of All Time. Kerwin, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure. Good afternoon, Coy.
Great. I appreciate you joining us. I know you're busy, and we appreciate your time. So who is Roger Ailes? I mean, most of us think when we think of Fox News, we think of Rupert Murdoch, the big money behind it, the guy who said, hey, I'll pay for this. I'll put this together. This sounds like an idea. But Roger Ailes was really the guy with the vision who really put it together. Is that right?
He's the guy that brought all the tools to the table to give Rupert Murdoch what he really wanted. You know, and it's amazing. That's one of the reasons I wrote this book, is because Roger Ailes is really an underknown, underappreciated figure in our political and media history. A lot of people may have heard of him in relation to Fox News, but they don't know that he's got such a long political pedigree. He's been around a long time, was one of the premier Republican political media guys for a long, long time. I mean, this is the guy that taught Richard Nixon how to walk and talk and look like a human being on television, for heaven's sake.
That's amazing. This was Richard Nixon's advisor, media advisor.
Yeah, yeah.
He has been around for a while.
He has. Well, he got his start on the Mike Douglas show, which was a local talk show in Cleveland. That's where he met Nixon in 68, when Nixon was gearing up to run for president. And they started talking about the power of television, and Nixon was so impressed, he hired him to help him relaunch his public persona in 1968.
And was that effective?
It was great for him because he was able to showcase his ability to talk about foreign affairs, to talk about, you know, bread and butter issues without being molested by another candidate on the stage, or being molested by a hostile journalist. So it was sort of a prepackaged television show. It was really similar to what Roger Ailes had done for Mike Douglas, you know, as far as daytime television.
Amazing. We're talking with Kerwin Swint. The new book is Dark Genius, the story of the career of Roger Ailes, Fox News founder. So he really gets on everybody's political radar then as the media advisor to Richard Nixon.
Yep.
That must have just opened a lot of doors for him.
It did. It made him a very known commodity among political and business elites at the end of 1968. And so he went into consulting, did various kinds of political work, media, advertisements, and then he got into corporate consulting in the 70s also. But his real passion has always been politics. He was always drawn to political campaigns. Ended up working for the Reagan reelection campaign in 1984. And there's a great little story about how he saved Reagan's bacon, really, with that disaster debate performance against Walter Mondale in 1984. They put Ailes in a room with Reagan, and he worked with him on performance and likability and stuff like that. And he came roaring back in the second debate. And then, of course, a lot of people know Ailes for his association with George Bush 41 in 1988. He was Bush's media consultant, and they just ran a scorched earth, blazed trail campaign against Michael Dukakis.
Was Roger Ailes the guy behind the Willie Horton ad?
Well, there's a debate about that. I mean, Roger Ailes was the guy behind ads going after Michael Dukakis for things like his furlough program. You remember the revolving door ad?
Oh, of course, yeah.
That was Roger Ailes. The controversy is another group, an independent group, made the infamous Willie Horton spot by using a lot of the same information and then one or two of the same images in the official Bush campaign spot. So the Bush campaign and Roger Ailes always denied coordination. Of course, there was a limited inquiry back in 1988 to see if there was some kind of illegal coordination. There was never any evidence, but speculation has always been rampant, and the general counsel of the FEC to this day, I interview him for the book, he doesn't think they took a proper look at the whole thing. He's not satisfied.
Wow. Kerwin Swint is associate professor of political science at Kennesaw State University. His new book is Dark Genius, The Influential Career of Legendary Political Operative and Fox News Founder Roger Ailes, and we'll be giving away a free copy of this book in just a few minutes. Mike's waiting patiently on line one with a question for Kerwin. Mike, you're on with Kerwin Swint. Go right ahead.
Hi. You know, you heads up Fox News, and I'm placing emphasis on news because I'm not sure, and I'd like to know if the guest knows, if any other organization that calls itself a news organization, a national news organization, has had a political operative set strategy, direction, and, you know, has had their fingers in the content as much as Roger Ailes has.
It's a great question. The whole ideology of Roger Ailes, a longtime Republican conservative political operative running a news network.
Well, that cuts right to the heart of the matter. That's an excellent question. And in fact, I think that's what sets Fox News apart, in that you have a Republican political strategist as the news director of the network. You don't have that at NBC or CNN. No matter how much you think they might be political, those are the individual journalists. But this is an actual organization with the intent of moving the news in a certain ideological direction. That's what makes Fox News different.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, you write in your book that he's not so much a newsman as he is a showman.
Right, right. Yeah, he has been great at redefining television news, especially cable television news. Starting with Mike Douglas, he learned the art of television production, entertainment. He, in his media consulting work, did work for programs like A Current Affair, Inside Edition. And so he's always had a sort of a showman mentality when it comes to television production. And you can see that on the news. He thinks that straight news reporting is boring. He's compared watching CNN to being in a funeral parlor. And so he thinks the real audience is drawn by mixing it up a little bit, a lot of discussion and analysis. And that's why they have those kinds of programs that are geared towards confrontation and really entertainment.
Where you see a screen with four heads and they're all talking at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. That's mud wrestling, and it's exciting, and he believes it really excites people and gets them to talking about politics. And I think judging from their ratings, I think he has a point. You know, as far as a broadcaster, he's really been a master at providing good programming that gets people drawn in and, gets them talking.
Now, we're talking with Kerwin Swint. The new book is Dark Genius. And Mike, thank you very much for the call. And just to pick up on real quickly on one thing Mike brought up, I've seen that documentary Outfoxed, which mm-hmm. is fascinating, mm-hmm. behind-the-scenes look at Fox News. And you see these memos that Roger Ailes writes to reporters basically saying, we should be covering news like this. I mean, it's an understatement to say that he is involved in the product.
He's a hands-on guy. He rolls up his sleeves. What is fascinating, and that documentary you mentioned shows this very clearly, is that he and his vice president for news for years have sent memos to news staff suggesting certain political angles. And some of these are in the book, and some of them are things like, let's showcase President Bush's daring and masterful handling of this issue, that sort of thing, going out to their reporters. And that affects the news coverage. But for the real smoking gun, if you think that Fox News is as much a partisan political machine as a news organization, look at Roger Ailes' background. Back in the 70s, he was the news director for a short-lived television news service funded by Joe Coors. Of course, the beer guy, but he is famous for funding right-wing groups like the Heritage Foundation, the Free Congress Foundation. This television news service was supposed to be an institution that helped them push the news to the right. And Roger Ailes was the guy they hired to help him do that. So if you look at the pattern, he's been at this for a long time as far as trying to push America towards the right wing.
Interesting. Kerwin Swint is the author of Dark Genius, about the career of legendary Fox News founder Roger Ailes, a guy who most Americans just don't know. I mean, when you tell people you're writing a book about Roger Ailes, I imagine some people said, Roger Ailes, I've heard that name. But
yeah, some people have. A lot of people haven't, though. It's interesting how many people know Rupert Murdoch, but not Roger Ailes.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Now, there's a lot of people who love Fox News. They like that it's slanted. They feel like, hey, this is more accurate. This speaks more about what I believe, so I feel like this is more accurate. And And to each his own, I would say. Everybody sort of finds the news that they like and they feel sort of verifies and validates what they already believe. But in an interesting way, it sort of returns us to the original political media. And I'm thinking back to the newspaper wars of the 1890s, you know, Jefferson versus Adams, and back when every media outlet had
partisan
a slant.
Press.
Yeah, the partisan press. That's how it used to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Fox News audience is made up, as you suggest, of a lot of people from the moderate to the right wing, conservatives, and they're really willing accomplices. You know, they're not necessarily being hoodwinked as far as they're being cheerleaders for a news product that they agree with. And when Murdoch and Ailes started Fox News back in 96, you know, they're marketing geniuses. They know how to position a product. And they said, we're going to have the news network that's in the middle and tells the truth, unlike the other guys who are over on the left wing. So they positioned it as the one in the middle, but they organize it and push it, of course, to be on the right. But to their audience, to most of their audience, it seems like it's in the middle because that's where they're coming from.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Kerwin Swint is the author of Dark Genius. You write in the book that the biggest problem with Roger Ailes is that he takes us all for fools. Explain that.
Yeah, well, a lot of people ask me, you know, why doesn't he just come out and admit that it's a conservative news service? You know, if there's all this evidence, if people really know it and it's done with a wink and a nod, why don't they just, you know, why all this subterfuge? And it's because, you know, for one thing, that would erode their market. You know, it would erode their positioning, their branding strategy. But also, he's a good political consultant. He knows that to be successful, you have to say something loud, say it long, repeat it a lot, and to let it sink into people. And he's not about to go back on that. And that's what he's done in political campaigns for years. You know, he's really taken his communication strategy from Nixon and Reagan and Bush and Rudy Giuliani and the others that he's worked for and put it to work in TV news for the service of Rupert Murdoch. So, you know, it's a calculated plan, a calculated strategy. In which he's positioning something in the middle, but it really isn't, and everyone knows it.
So tell us about how you think the place of Fox News now in this presidential year, and really Roger Ailes behind the scenes at Fox News. What can we expect as Fox covers the race for the White House, as you know, Obama and McCain
right.
really shifting into fifth gear now over the summer?
Well, it's been interesting to watch the primaries because near the end they seem to favor Hillary Clinton, you know, just like a lot of the Republican strategists like Rush Limbaugh and others, you know, were saying, you know, they'll go out and vote for Hillary Clinton. They seem to have coverage that, you know, of all things, I seem to favor Hillary a little bit. Now, as they go into the fall campaign, I think you're going to see a lot of questions brought up in Fox News programming about who Barack Obama is, about what he really believes. I think they're going to serve some of those Republican National Committee talking points and try to drag some doubt into the matter about what the guy's all about.
And you write in your book and you point out, which is really not common knowledge, but I guess the folks in the media and the political scientists who study it know that, number one, most of the folks who watch cable news are older. I mean, it's
right.
like 50 plus at least.
Right.
And that the numbers... the viewership for Fox News has actually been going down pretty steadily.
Yeah, well, what's happened over the last year, I think, is there's been more excitement on the Democratic side. The numbers for CNN spiked up this year during the Democratic primaries because there's more action going on and more people were tuning in. But I also think there's a general depression out there among the Republican electorate, and that's going to affect the Fox News audience. You know, the viewers of Fox News are primarily moderate to conservative, heavily Republican voters. You know, and there's a depression about Bush. There's a depression about where the Republican Party is. And I think their numbers have been a little flat. They haven't crashed or anything. And they're very capable of rebuilding this fall. But they've been a little down.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you see Fox News going in the future? I mean, your crystal ball, what does it tell you whether Obama or McCain wins? What do you see over the next few years?
Well, if you watch Rupert Murdoch, he's tried to cozy up to Obama a little bit this year. You know, he's saying nice things about Barack Obama, and he's done that in other countries, too. He said nice things about Tony Blair when it was apparent the Labor Party was going to take over Great Britain. So, you know, I think Fox News, if Obama wins, they're going to try to spread themselves around. They're not going to cave in and forget who they are. But I think as news gatherers, they're going to have to spread their wings a little bit and try to get covered.
Kerwin Swint is a associate professor of political science at Kennesaw State University. He's the author of Mudslingers, the 25 Dirtiest Political Campaigns of All Time. Kerwin, we got to have you back on to talk about that one.
Hey, that's great.
I'll get in touch with you. The new book is Dark Genius, The Influential Career of Legendary Political Operative and Fox News Founder, Roger Ailes. Kerwin, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.